Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Awesome, CE Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CUNA Lending Council Conference here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And in the studio lounge is Origin's very own Darren Lawrence. Darren, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Good. How's the conference going? I know we're kind of halfway through day one-ish, I think.
Always excited for this conference. It's been solid so far. Really, really enjoyed the sessions.
Good, good. Any highlights from this morning's sessions stand out for me?
So I just got out of one a few minutes ago talking about adding efficiencies in credit unions' back-end processes.
Oh, okay.
It was really insightful. It was a solid session.
Oh, I'm going to have to check that out because they repeat them in the afternoon. So I'm going to have to check that one out this afternoon for sure. So, alrighty, sir. So you guys, let's talk about Origins. And you guys have some really cool AI tools implementing this year.
Yes.
This year. So tell me about some of those tools that you guys are providing.
Absolutely. So we are partnering up with two organizations really tightly on our AI, or at least on our initial AI go at this. One of them is Zest AI.
Oh, yeah.
Zest, I think, well known around the industry.
They
are generating a lot of interest. We believe solidly in their product, and so we have integrated that deeply into our decision engines to take their factors in, their variables in, and allow our credit unions using the underwriting, either on indirect or direct or full consumer underwriting, to use Zest in their underwriting processes.
Oh, awesome.
That's one.
Okay.
The other is on the indirect lending side. And so we have partnered with a company called Informed.IQ, and we use Informed.IQ on the back end to bring to market a product called DPA, Document Processing Automation.
Right.
It is all about adding efficiencies to the funding process of indirect auto loans. Most credit unions have a big investment in indirect auto loans, and this adds a lot of efficiencies for them in that back-end process by automating the ordering, identification of documents, understanding right away what's missing and communicating that to the dealer, and then running through credit rules, checks, are all the signatures there, does the amount for the gap on the contract match the amount on the gap form itself, things like that.
Okay.
So it's really doing a lot of those checks that people manually, the Starin compares, and it takes that off the table for them and really allows them to do more with less.
And so we're talking about speed too,
absolutely.
So speed is the name of the game. Almost everybody I talk to, especially in the lending department area, speed is the key these days.
Yeah, that's some of the low-hanging fruit there, for sure.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
So it's been a few months since Origins, you guys have released these tools. So what are some of the intended benefits and that you guys have achieved out of the gate here? And the second part of that, what are some initial reactions?
What
have been like?
We're getting great reactions.
Okay.
Zest, they it's a different process for DPA and Zest in the underwriting, obviously. Zest works heavily with the clients to model their entire portfolio, to show them the results. But with both Zest and Informed in DPA, it's not just plug and play. So in order to really see the benefits, you have to make the changes that accommodate the efficiencies that are being added. So for example, in Zest AI, there are credit variables, credit factors in the engine. If you're not changing those to use what Zest is giving you properly, you're never going to see the efficiencies that they bring to you.
Yeah.
Zest really allows our credit unions to buy a lot deeper without increasing risk. And so it has been fantastic for our credit unions on that side. So not only allowing for those efficiencies, but allowing them to gain business that they wouldn't have seen otherwise.
Completely. Oh my gosh. Getting two birds with one stone there, it sounds
Absolutely.
Like. Absolutely. Oh my gosh.
And then DPA is on a different side. It's the credit union. So DPA automates a lot of these actions. So it means the credit unions have to then modify the processes on their side, so they're no longer doing these that DPA is already taking full care of. So the ordering of documents and figuring out what's missing and doing the basic business rules, business rule checks on the funded, mm-hmm. on the contract, all of that's done for them, and they have to change. So they're not doing it any longer, so they realize the efficiencies, of course.
No doubt. I love how companies like Origins and Zest AI and a whole bunch of others out there are just finding like the clogs in the pipe, if you will.
Yeah.
And they just we're going to build a piece of technology to streamline that and make that process that much more efficient. And so
absolutely.
It sounds like this is the case for you guys,
yeah.
and your partners
for
as
sure.
well.
So, yeah. And the beauty about both DPA and Zest is that not only are there benefits for the credit unions, but in indirect benefits for the dealers too. So faster decisioning, mm-hmm. they're able to move that along more quickly, excuse me. And then on faster funding, these are two key areas for dealers, the core value areas, decision time and funding time, mm-hmm. and it hits both of them. So it's really solid set of products.
Indeed.
All the way around.
And the dealers, they like the funding time, I think. So
they are. They have a slight interest in fast funding, yes.
They like that indeed. Hey, so how have these tools impacted a credit union's daily operations? I think we kind of addressed that a little bit in your previous response.
But yeah, absolutely. So we're two big things. Number one, we're reducing the amount of time that it takes for these tasks. So normally these are handled all manually by staff. Now those staff that don't have to take those steps that are saving time can be redistributed in other areas, mm-hmm. And redeployed, or you focus them on the tasks that really take a human to do.
Yeah.
So those real value-added tasks, mm-hmm. rather than the stare and compare kind of the brainless tasks.
Yeah. Well, which frees up your member service representative or anybody in the credit union, for that matter, to focus on probably more important processes,
absolutely.
Rather than the manual, yeah. tedious, those tasks that just make your eyes roll.
For sure.
So, and you can enhance the member relationship as well. So how do these tools potentially impact the dealer's experience? Let's look at that side of the coin.
Yeah, so I hit it on a little bit in faster funding and faster decision times, but we're going to, as we go along, we're going to grade up DPA and grade up auto underwriting so that we're giving the dealer more information in a timely basis.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
for instance, we just added a piece with DPA so that immediately when the dealer uploads the documents to us, it scans those and tells them right off the bat what are they missing.
Right.
What do they need to include from there? And we're just going to enrich that information,
mm-hmm,
going back to the,
mm-hmm.
dealer so that they're getting more and more out of that. Now, this is going to fold into, e-contracting is coming along. And we have, especially in 2024, a very heavy focus on e-contracting. And so these two will, e-contracting will change that funding process, but the two of them together should really simplify the indirect origination process in general.
No doubt. I'm thinking about the relationship between the dealer and the credit union, doesn't, mm-hmm. this kind of solidify that relationship or make it even deeper?
Absolutely.
Like, more trustworthy, all those bubbles, buzzwords?
It is highly about
enhance the relationship, that's what I'm looking
for. So when a dealer has a lending partner that underwrites quickly, that funds quickly, it really enriches that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that the credit union, they have some leverage to be able to ask for things, to set some expectations, because the dealer wants to do business with,
mm-hmm.
this lender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've built that established relationship. So,
yes.
So what's on the, speaking of 2024, what's on the horizon for Origins in 2024?
Yeah,
and perhaps even beyond, if we can go that far.
We're doing a lot. 2024 is going to be busy for us. Now, we are just like Zest AI and Informed, we're going to expand our partnerships, greatly expand our integrations. Fraud is a topic on every credit union's front of their list of concerns, so we're going to expand the number of fraud partners that we have and the abilities for the credit unions to really,
mm-hmm.
Mitigate those up front as much as possible.
Yeah.
That's a highly quick changing environment, and it is difficult to keep up.
Yep.
But for the credit unions, they want to open more deposit accounts, and being able to detect fraud is critical,
mm-hmm.
on that side.
Yeah.
We're going to take DPA even further. We're going to add more and more customization so we can really narrow down by a per credit union basis exactly the rules that matter to them in that funding process. And we're going through a lot of internal, really focusing on simplifying our tool sets and upgrading them for, you know, the next 10 to 15
right
years
on.
And beyond.
Yeah, well, glad you guys are looking that far out. So yeah. As hard as that is.
It is. It's a process.
It's hard to look at 5 minutes on the horizon
for
these days, for sure. So yeah, good stuff. Anything else to add before we wrap up here? Any final thoughts
We are really excited. There's when you look in that hallway, there are a lot of different vendors
there,
a lot of different fintechs, a lot of different opportunities, and so it's really opening up the doors to new options that were never there before as far as originations, and we're excited for the future.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, exciting is indeed. Yeah, these are exciting times for sure. So, Darren, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes.
And
give us an update on Origins and all the things that you guys are offering. So good stuff, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Right on.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.